During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major areas. I'm Amy Ames, and we're joined today by John Cunningham, Senior Lecturer in the Department of Communication Studies. He will be sharing information with us regarding the Speech Communication and Communication Specialist majors. Thank you, John, for being here today.
You're welcome.
First, tell us about the unique features that this program offers to students.
I think the most unique feature of the program is its diversity. If our major communication studies can actually be broken down into three majors, speech communication, communication specialist, and film and digital media, and each one offers students a unique opportunity through its coursework and career options, I teach on the speech side, so I'm going to focus more on speech communication and communication specialist majors. So for speech communication majors, they study communication in a variety of contexts. A sampling of some of the courses include interpersonal communication, organizational communication, small group communication. We have numerous public speaking classes. One of the most appealing aspects of these courses, I think, that speech majors take is the just overall applicability of the material they learn in those courses and the way they can apply them to their daily lives. When you think about it, what's at the core of most, whether it's a successful relationship or an unsuccessful relationship in life, whether it's at home or in the workplace, I think communication is such a key ingredient. As far as communication specialists, they take half of their courses in the speech department and the other half in film and digital media, which is the third major that our department offers. And I think this combination allows for both a public speaking and a technical emphasis. And a very common career path for communication specialist majors is reporting or broadcasting, because the major really helps students hone the skills needed to be in front of the camera and behind the camera both. I think another appealing and unique feature of our program in communication studies is the opportunity to take coursework and gain some real-world experience away from Baylor. We have programs in London and New York, and we're working on building a program in Los Angeles, and these three locations allow students to gain incredible real-world experience through internships. They get to make professional contacts, which is real important in getting good jobs when you graduate. And of course, having the opportunity to live in a very exciting location for a semester isn't a bad thing either.
What teaching format is primarily used in the courses in the program?
Really a variety. I think when you look at the different types of teaching formats, lecture is certainly going to be at least part of most courses. And I think one advantage there is, as speech communication majors, most of the faculty that are there were speech communication majors in college, so their public speaking skills are pretty good, which typically makes for a little bit more enjoyable lecture. However, lecture is only a small part. Experiential learning still plays a huge role, whether it's delivering a speech or giving a presentation in a speech class, or in one of the film and digital media classes. You could edit videos, you learn how to write screenplays, produce movies. We also have opportunities to work for the radio station. So students are assured of developing and strengthening a variety of valuable skills through their coursework, and skills that every recruiter out in the real world is going to be looking for when students graduate.
What types of students might find a good fit in these majors?
I think any students who are outgoing and motivated and have a genuine passion for people, and I think also students who possess good technical skills or the desire to learn technical skills, all of those folks would be ideal matches for our major.
What are the skills that students in these programs develop through their coursework?
I think four main skills that students develop and strengthen in our program are oral and written communication skills, technical skills, and critical thinking skills. And I talked a little bit earlier about what recruiters are looking for. And if you ask most recruiters, really regardless of the type of job that they're looking to fill, those four skills are going to be vital skills that students are going to need to succeed in the real world after college.
Are there opportunities available for undergraduate students to assist faculty with research or special projects?
There are opportunities for students to assist faculty with their research. We do have numerous faculty who actively research and publish in communication journals. And then we also offer a course called an independent study, which students can take up to 6 hours of an independent study in our program. And what this involves typically is students working on a special project in an area of interest to them in the communication field, and it's directed by one of their major professors. So it gives them an opportunity to maybe go into an area that we don't offer an actual course in, but of interest to them, and they can go into a detailed research project directed by one of the professors in our department.
If students do not declare this major prior to starting the freshman year, is it still possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
Oh, absolutely. I think the key would be, as a freshman or a sophomore, depending on what year the student is, to not fall behind and still be able to graduate in 4 years. You want to kind of stick to the general electives that are required for a degree in the College of Arts and Sciences. It's also very beneficial for a student contemplating any of the three degrees that our department offers to take, for two of their three fine arts courses, to take the CSS 1302 class, which is the basic public speaking class, and then the film and digital media 1303 class, which is the mass communication class. That way, those two classes will not only count as two of their three fine arts classes, but they'll also count as six of the required hours for the major.
Are there any particular licenses or certifications required for this field of work or needed for advancement purposes?
None that I'm aware of, other than the fact that there are certain professions that would prefer a master's degree. And I know if any student, we do get a good number that want to go on and get their PhDs and become college professors, so that would certainly be a requirement too.
How can a student best prepare for careers related to this major?
I think some of the main things you can do, just try and make yourself as well-rounded as possible, because really that is what most recruiters are looking to hire. Certainly performing well in the classroom would be important, gaining real-world work experience through at least one internship, ideally two while you're in college, getting involved in student organizations, and do more than just be involved. Try and gain leadership skills by running for an office. And then I think everybody wants to hire character too. So in ways to develop character are giving back to the community and by volunteering. There are numerous organizations around Waco, like my personal favorite, the Waco Animal Shelter, that really rely on students to help out.
What is the biggest misconception about this field?
Unfortunately, a lot of people seem to think, especially with a speech major, that it's kind of a blow-off major and that it's an easy major. I don't agree with that assessment. I think one thing, though, that is nice about the major is that when you're in the different classes, so much of the information that you're learning is so relevant to your life, and you can relate to the stories that the professors are talking about, and you've experienced a lot of the same things yourself. I think by that fact, it makes it more relevant to you, which when something's more relevant to you and you can apply it to your life, I think it makes it more interesting and certainly something you're going to want to learn about because it is so relevant.
What are some job titles and employers of graduates of this program?
So there's so many different opportunities through, especially with speech communication. I think every job in the real world requires communication and people skills to some degree. I know we have graduates working as broadcasters and managers and sales reps for companies like NBC, ESPN, Dell, Accenture, Exxon. We also have students that go on to get law degrees and practice law. We have a lot of students that go on to the seminary and go out and work at a church. So honestly, the list of jobs is endless. I recommend any students that are interested in our major contact Marilyn Spivey. She's our department's office manager, kind of the key player in our department. Her phone number is 254-710-1621. And you can ask for a booklet called Pathways to Careers in Communications. And what that is, it's an extensive listing of possible career paths that students can follow with a degree in our field. And I guarantee anyone listening to this, it will open up your eyes at all the possibilities available.
Are there particular areas of the country where more jobs are available in this field?
I don't know that there are particular areas where they're more plentiful. I think jobs are going to be available anywhere employers are looking for a person possessing some of the skills I mentioned earlier, like good communication and critical thinking. For communication specialist majors, if they are looking for jobs in the media, obviously cities like New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago would be ideal destinations. And that's really one of the benefits of the Baylor in New York program that I had mentioned earlier, is that we have so many students that go through the program that end up staying with the company that they intern with in New York. And that makes it a lot easier for future Baylor graduates to get jobs there, because Baylor really likes to take care of its own.
Is there any final advice you would like to offer to students who are listening to this podcast?
Well, one thing I knew coming into this, there's no way I can answer every possible question a student might have. So if there's any students listening to this that are interested in learning more about either the speech communication or the communication specialist major, please don't hesitate to contact me by email, John, J-O-H-N, _Cunningham@Baylor.edu, or you can call me at my office phone, 254-710-6918.
John, thank you so much for sharing with us today.